Man, I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite things about this time of year is all the great Christmas music. And one of my favorite songs, especially early in the Christmas season, is the song, It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And seems like I'm just always kind of singing that and for a couple of weeks. And love that song because it just reminds us that Christmas is coming. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, so we're noticing that the weather's changing, although this year we didn't have really very Christmassy weather. But, you know, the shops are getting ready, and people's Christmas lights are going up, and Christmas decorations, and church Christmas programs, and family gatherings, and Christmas music being played on the radio, just all the signs that Christmas is upon us. When you think about that very first Christmas, the first Christmas really came without very much fanfare at all. Jesus was born in a very small town. He wasn't born in the biggest house in the city. He was born in a stable. His birth wasn't announced to the powerful and mighty and wealthy. His birth was announced to the lowly shepherds out in their fields. There weren't great crowds there at the manger. There was a handful of people there and a few animals. And so the coming of Christ into this world came without a lot of fanfare. In fact, most people missed it. Most people were completely unaware that Jesus, the Son of God, was being born right in their midst. And the truth is, for the last 2,000 years, most people have been missing it. We miss it maybe for some different reasons nowadays, because mostly the reason people miss it is because we just get distracted. We get distracted by all the trappings of Christmas, and we forget about the most important thing about Christmas, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came into this world to redeem lost mankind. John the Apostle wrote about the coming of Jesus these words: in him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. I just love this. In him was life, in Jesus was life. And notice it says, and that life was the light of all mankind. Of all mankind, not just to a few people, but the light of Jesus Christ comes to all mankind, the entire world, not just for good people or religious people or spiritual people. Jesus came for all of us. Now, when I think about the light coming into the darkness, there's a few images that kind of come into my mind when I think about what it means to have light coming into the darkness. One of those things is darkness often represents fear, because we're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid of what we can't see. And so especially as children, many of us can remember kind of being afraid of the dark, because we had all kinds of imaginations about what could be hiding in our closet, or worse yet, under our bed, right? And so the darkness can bring up fear. And it's still true that in a sense, that feeling like you're in the dark, I don't know what is going to happen. We live in such uncertain times. The confusion that oftentimes people have, it feels like a darkness. But Jesus Christ came into this world as the light of the world to shed light on our darkness, to let us know that our life really does have meaning and purpose, that you're not an accident, that God has a purpose, a plan, and a destiny for your life. So Jesus comes and he brings light to that darkness. And perhaps you're here tonight and you've kind of been feeling that way. You've been feeling like, man, I'm not sure really what life is about. I'm not sure why I'm here. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is the one. He brings purpose and direction to our lives. He's the light that shines in the darkness. And then another thing that I think about when I think about darkness and light, I think about darkness representing hopelessness. We often use that term I can see the light at the end of the tunnel, right? That meaning, wow, things look pretty dark in my life right now, but at least I see a little glimmer of hope out there. And this is what Jesus does. He brings hope where we feel like there's no hope. Maybe we're in a situation even now where we just can't see our way out of it. Perhaps you're in a financial bind, or perhaps you've had bad news from the doctor, or there's just some situation, a relationship that seems like it's falling apart. And perhaps tonight you've come into this place and there's some part of your life that feels hopeless to you. I want you to know the Bible says that with God, all things are possible, that nothing is impossible for God. So Jesus comes as the light in the darkness to bring hope to us. And he's the expert on hope. After all, if anybody looked like they were in a hopeless situation, it was Jesus. He was dead and in the grave. But 3 days later, he came out of that tomb, right? And there's nothing that he cannot do. So I just want to encourage you tonight, if you're facing a situation in your life that feels hopeless to you, I want to encourage you tonight, turn that thing over to God. Turn your life over to God and trust him and let him bring light to that area of your life that feels so dark and hopeless. And then also when I think about light coming into the darkness, I feel it represents that Jesus Christ brings life to us when there seems to be no life. You know, as a pastor, sometimes I do pastoral counseling. One of the things, just once in a while, that people will say, in describing where they're at in life, they will say these words. They will say, "I just feel like I'm in a very dark place. I feel like I'm in a very dark place." And it just represents, again, that lack of hope. Like, I don't see things turning around. And I want you to know tonight that no matter how dark things might feel in your personal life, I want you to know Jesus Christ can light up that darkness in your life. He does what seems absolutely impossible to us. That's why he came. He came into this world to let us know that God is alive and real, and he cares about us. He loves us more than we can ever imagine. And so tonight, on this Christmas Eve 2018, I want us to take a moment to give thanks to the Lord for the life and the light that he gives us in Jesus Christ. And I also want to give this opportunity tonight, this invitation, if you're here tonight and you can kind of identify with some of those things I was saying and you feel kind of hopeless or lost or confused, I want you to know Jesus Christ is here tonight to bring light to that darkness in your life. And he will do it. He will do it, no matter what your background has been or how you were raised, how you grew up. You might have been in church all your life, and maybe this is the first time you've been in church for a long, long time. None of that matters to God, because he loves us all. He loves us all equally. So we're going to take a moment right now to just bow our hearts before the Lord and pray. And so would you just bow your head with me tonight and close your eyes, just in a posture of prayer. And for some of you tonight, this feels very normal and natural. You're used to praying. For some of you, it might feel a little unusual, but I just want to encourage you to participate in this part of the service. If you're here tonight and you need the light of Jesus Christ in your life, I want you to know that he is just a prayer away. Jesus said in his word, the Bible, he said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and asks me to come in, I will come into them." Man, that's an amazing promise, and it's an amazing picture. Jesus knocking at the door of your heart, inviting you to open the door and let him in. That's what I did in my life when I was 12 years old. And I can look back and honestly say it's the best decision I've ever made. Jesus Christ absolutely changed my life, and he's still changing it. So if you're here tonight and you will willingly open your heart to him, I'm going to give you that opportunity right now. Jesus is knocking. He's knocking. He's knocking. But he will not force himself into your life. He knocks. He knocks. He knocks. And then it's up to us whether we want to open the door and invite him in or not. So I want to pray with you tonight if you're at a place where you're willing to take a chance on Jesus and say, I will open my heart to him and invite Jesus Christ into my life. I need some light in my life. I need the light that Jesus brings. So if that's you tonight, what I'm going to do is I'm going to count to three. And when I get to the number three, if you'd like to pray to receive Christ into your life, I'm going to lead you in a prayer right where you're at. So when I get to the number three, I'd like you just to raise your hand up. And when you do that, you're just letting me know, Tim, I'm going to pray. I'm with you. I'm going to pray this prayer with you. I hear Jesus knocking on the door of my heart, and I'm ready to open up that door and let him in. So if that's you tonight, when I get to three, you just raise your hand right up. Hold it up high so I can see it. One, two, three. Yeah, awesome. Many, many, many hands going up across the auditorium tonight. God bless you. Hold your hand up just another moment. Hold it up nice and high. Thank you so much. You can put your hands down. And now those of you who just raised your hand up, I'm going to lead you in a prayer. And I'm going to invite you to pray these words after me. And I'll just pray one sentence at a time. And I want you to know that when you say this, you're not just saying words. This is actual prayer. And God hears your prayer. And he's going to answer your prayer. He's going to do a miracle in your life right now. He's going to forgive every sin you've ever committed. He's going to come into the darkness of your life. And he's going to change you. So as we pray this prayer, I want you to know that God is hearing your prayer. He's going to answer this prayer. Church, I'm going to invite those of you who would just be willing to pray with those that have raised their hand up tonight. Just pray along with me these words. Father in heaven, I bring my life to you tonight. I know you're knocking on the door. And so, Lord, tonight, I open the door to my heart, and I invite you to come in. Lord, I ask you to forgive me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on a cross for my sins, and that you've risen from the dead. So, Lord, tonight, I give my heart to you. Amen.